855 453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can call in, take over the show. And this is hour number three with Daryl
and Ian.
And you may notice that Ian is not the main voice this hour.
Changing it up.
Changing it up, giving a little bit of practice, because I will be taking over the show in a couple of weeks when Ian heads out to Los Angeles?
Los Angeles for me. Mark is currently this week in Las Vegas.
Yeah, heading out for the Talkers Convention. And, you know, that's in October.
It is, yes.
And the government might have been shut down by then.
Oh, my goodness. Will I be able to fly?
Most likely.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. You might have to hitchhike.
This, I think, will be wonderful. I hope it happens. They do this stuff all the time. I think you pointed out this weekend that they have already done this twice this year, with this threat of the shutdown, the looming shutdown.
Yeah, it's been about two or three times.
The fear-mongering.
Fear or the threat of the shutdown. And the federal government actually did shut down twice in 1995.
That's right, during the Clinton administration.
There was the five-day shutdown at the beginning of November of 95, and then again there was a shutdown in December from about mid-December until early January of 95-96. And, you know, there were no long-term negative effects that happened. That there was no terrorist attack on Washington, D.C. because the feds couldn't go in and work. Now, there were some short-term negative impacts because 800,000 federal employees were laid off or furloughed during the first five-day shutdown.
Now, that means they were not working and didn't get paid, correct?
That's correct.
Or did they get paid? Okay, they didn't.
So, you know, the federal government obviously saved some money, but there was a negative impact on nearly a million families, not to mention all of the people that rely on government contracts.
Mm-hmm, sure.
That those contracts were temporarily canceled because the federal government could not pay the $4 billion that was needed for those contracts.
Well, Daryl, how can you celebrate this then? I mean, you're hurting people by shutting down the government.
You know, there are some people that are going to get hurt, but that's just what happens when nearly half of the workforce is directly or indirectly dependent upon the federal government's existence.
It's
true.
That
people do get hurt. But, you know, with about a week, little over a week remaining until, you know, the Congress must come up with some sort of budget, there is, you know, the looming fear, or at least it's being hyped by the media, the mainstream media, as, you know, this looming fear of what will happen if, you know, no agreement is reached. Well, CNN has 10 ways that a government shutdown will affect your life.
Oh, this sounds like fear-mongering.
They claim that it will affect your daily life.
Even more ridiculous.
Yes. So, number 10.
But please, yes, I would love to hear this.
Number 10 on the list says, vacation, all I ever wanted. Need to get away? Well, you can't. At least not to national parks or national zoos.
Oh, no.
Or national museums.
Oh, no.
They will all be closed. That's 368 National Park Service sites closed. Millions of visitors turned away.
No, if we didn't have the government, we would never have museums ever again.
Were you thinking more along the lines of a trip to France? Would you love to go to France?
Not particularly.
Well, if you don't already have your passport, you can bid that adieu.
Hang on, is this number nine?
No, this is still part of number 10 about the vacations.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
You can't take your vacation. Well, here's the thing. If you were planning a trip to France at the beginning of October,
mm-hmm,
and you don't have your passport
you're
a week before your trip,
yeah,
Yeah, you're probably not going to get your passport in time anyway.
You can fast track a passport application, but it's not going to come that fast.
Generally takes 2 weeks on fast track.
Yeah. So, on the first point, this idea that the museums are going to shut down and the millions of people will be
the National Museum. They're still local-run museums. They're still private-run museums.
Yeah, by private charities and things like that and museums, whatever. And there's plenty of those out there. But the fear here is that without the government, there wouldn't be all these great, you know, the Smithsonian, for instance.
Right.
Well, many of these museums have, supporters that are outside of taxpayers. Like they're, this executive group of people that has a bunch of money that really likes the museum, and they give regularly and give large amounts of money to these organizations to help them operate. Having the federal government disappear would simply mean that those museums would need to come up with new ways to fund themselves. That's all.
They would need to come up with new ways to fund the somewhere between 12 to 25% of their budget that is currently made up of tax funds.
Is that about it?
That's a statistic that I saw a couple of years ago, was that the average museum gets between 75 and 87% of funds through voluntary means.
The average government museum. Is that what you're saying? Or just the average museum?
The average museum, like art museums.
So some of them are taking handouts.
Generally, it'll be like the Birmingham Museum of Art or the San Antonio Art Museum, where it's sort of a semi-private entity that is overseen by a government.
They beg the government for handouts, that kind of thing?
Even if it is begging the government for handouts, it still makes up a very small percentage of their overall funds that are being used.
Even if it's a larger percentage, and maybe it's different for federal government, the Smithsonian, for instance,
right,
that probably takes a larger chunk from the government. If these things are valuable to people, they will fund them in the marketplace. So there's really nothing to be concerned with. Okay, yeah, let's say the federal government shuts down on, what is it, October date it's supposed
October
to
October 1st, which is the first day of the fiscal year.
Let's say it shuts down on October 1st and never comes back. Well, those museums, the buildings still are there. The people who work there still exist.
The exhibits are still there.
There's no reason why those people couldn't come together and say, all right, well, we're just going to restructure into an employee-owned company. Everybody gets a share of this this company, and let's see if we can fundraise and open the doors back up again.
Yeah.
And you better believe, because they'll put out a press release, the Smithsonian reopening, and or we want to reopen. Please drop by our website and chip in. And then if people value the Smithsonian or whatever museum we're talking about here, NASA, for instance, has museums and things like that.
Yes.
People value them. They will step forward. They will pony up the money. The money is already coming from you and I. It's just they're taking it from people who may not necessarily value those things.
Right. And before we continue with the list, David in El Dorado Springs, Missouri, is on the line and wants to talk about the government shutdown during the Clinton administration. David, welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
All I remember is when they shut down the government, it seemed like things were running better. So
I do believe that they were. I was in high school at the time, and I don't remember being told that school was closed. I don't recall, not having lunch when I was at school. We still had football practice.
Those are all local programs.
Life went on. Well, there's the fear by some people that, without the federal government, then schools wouldn't exist. If you didn't pay taxes, then there would be no school. Because, the feds, they do give some money through various means to local schools. David, hold on. I do want to get your full thoughts, and we'll get that on the next segment. This is Free Talk Live, and, of course, you can call, bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
We We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity. The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time field and stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. Ways to get interactive. You can watch the studio cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. There's a chat room built in, and right now you can look at Ian's lovely face. cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and it's free, just as everything is there. Now, loghomebuilders.org has a two-day class coming up in Las Vegas. That's not what Mark is doing this week. He's at a sales conference of some sort. But if you've been thinking about building your own home, why not do it yourself? I know that when Mark built his house out here, he didn't quite do it himself, and he went in way over his head as far as costs are concerned. Log homes can be built from scratch without a kit. No previous construction experience is required. And you can visit their website, loghomebuilders.org, to see some student log homes that have been built by people who've never built anything before. And of course, there's lifetime support and help from the LHBA staff, as well as other log home builders on their online community. And it is a nonprofit educational organization that's dedicated to helping people build their own log home since 1965. You can build with local materials, including trees from your very own land, if they're available. And if not, they show you how to find logs and other materials for the lowest cost. Most of their members build without a mortgage and pay for the home as they go. Founder Skip Ellsworth is famous for saying, if you think building a log home is hard, you should try paying off a 30-year mortgage. You can learn the entire process in a two-day class in Las Vegas. Their next class is happening November 7th and 8th. It's a Thursday and Friday. That's November 7th and 8th. Visit loghomebuilders.org for more information and to get signed up. And if you are a couple or your friends attending together, you get $100 off each. Loghomebuilders.org.
And we're talking government shutdown. David in El Dorado Springs, Missouri, is reminiscing about the shutdown during the Clinton administration.
Yes.
David, was there anything else you wanted to add other than you thought that the government or that life went smoother without a federal government for a few days?
Yeah, I was working for the post office at the time. I didn't really notice. I know some of the businesses were able to hire more people that I delivered to. So it seemed to me things were better.
Yeah, so even if for anybody that's worried, mail will still get delivered if the federal government shuts down. Although, do you think the price of the stamps will go up?
Do you buy forever stamps?
Yes, I do.
Well, there you go. That'll lock the price down.
All right. Anything else, David?
No, not really.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much for the call. And back to the list here from CNN.com.
This is the 10 fear-mongering reasons or things that will happen when the government shuts down.
10 ways a government shutdown will affect you. Number 9, holiday celebrate. Don't go to work if you're a federal employee. You're on furlough. Offer not valid for workers in critical services, such as air traffic controllers, hazardous waste handlers, and food inspectors. But do take time to celebrate, because in previous shutdowns, everyone who stayed home was paid retroactively after what is described by CNN as peace returned to Washington.
Yeah, this if I'm recalling correctly, now I would have only been about 15 when the first shutdown happened in the Clinton administration.
In 95, yes.
But I remember there was fear-mongering back then, too. The mainstream media was doing very similar things and putting out articles and stories and video reports about how, oh my God, the most horrible things are going to occur if the government shuts down.
Asteroids will plummet out of the sky.
Yeah.
Because there's no federal government to protect us. But, yeah, I don't remember anything horrible happening.
I don't either, and clearly our caller did not. Let's continue, though, with the list.
Yeah, number 8 on the list, it says, I won't back down. The good news
are these all
you,
song titles? Are they using all song titles here?
I believe so.
Okay, or song lyrics.
The good news for you is that the men and women in uniform will continue to keep you safe.
Oh,
the bad
news
goodness. For them is that they'll be paid in IOUs until the shutdown ends.
What would happen if, that brings up an interesting question. If you're in the military and, you know, you're contracted to work for them for 4 years, is part of the contract, if the government decides to not pay you, that you have to keep working for them until maybe some point in the future they decide to go ahead and cut you a check?
Yes.
I would imagine it is, because these guys probably cover a lot in their contract. But how many people who sign the military contract realize that is the case.
How many people that sign any contract know every clause of the contract?
Yeah, indeed.
So this point number 8 that they make, it continues. It says, in January, Senators Mark Udall of Colorado and Jerry Moran of Kansas introduced legislation that would have protected pay for the troops during a shutdown, but it did not get anywhere. Representative C.W. Young, the chairman of the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, told the Air Force Times, all military personnel will continue to serve and accrue pay, but will not actually be paid until the appropriations are available. Their mid-October paycheck would be the first to be affected. In addition, the congressman told the paper, changes of station would be delayed, medical offerings would be scaled back, facility and weapons maintenance would be suspended, and most civilian employees would be furloughed until appropriations are available. And
but it's a shame that they're going to keep operating, because if they would actually shut down the military, then maybe we would be safer.
Right, because what is it? Right now, the federal government spends roughly $1 trillion on the foreign policy that includes keeping the military in nearly 1,000 bases around the world, giving out foreign aid, paying for medical care for wounded soldiers and people that are retired soldiers but still need treatment through the VA for various illnesses and, you know, other injuries, a lot of which are related directly or indirectly to battle of some sort.
How long will they go for? I mean, if you were in the military, and many of our listeners were, if you were in the military and then it just stopped paying you, and the message from the higher-ups was, well, hang on, boys, just hang in there. It's coming. It's coming. I promise. They tell us it's coming.
Well, would you go 2 weeks?
Right. How long would you go before you just said, you know what, I just want to go home now?
Because I believe that they get paid bi-monthly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, middle of
twice
the month,
month
end
yeah.
of the month. So would you hold out till the end of 1 month? Would you
right.
wait 2 pay cycles?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're in the military, I actually want you to call in 855-450-FREE and tell me and Ian and everyone else how long you would continue serving
yeah.
while you wait on a paycheck. This, of course, assuming that the federal government actually does what they claim to be a shutdown that I don't think is actually going to happen.
No,
call in 855-450-FREE.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Call in. Talk about whatever you want. We're talking about what might happen if the federal government actually does do what they claim to be a shutdown that's not actually a shutdown. So we're talking about that. You can call in about this or anything else. 855-453.
Do you think they're going to shut down the NSA?
No.
No, because they are shutting down everything they consider to be non-essential. Right? Non-essential, which really is an admission that there's a lot of things that the federal government does that even they consider to be non-essential.
Absolutely.
ProXPN, this is a way for you to protect yourself online from people who would like to compromise you. And maybe those people are the NSA. Maybe they're your nosy neighbor. Maybe it's some hacker kid who lives across the street from you. Who knows? Or maybe you're at a, you know, like a Panera Bread or a Starbucks where you're on an open Wi-Fi network and anybody else could be sniffing out your packets. Well, if you're using ProXPN, you're protecting yourself from those people. And the reason or the way you're protecting yourself is ProXPN is a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection and creates a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. So whether it's web browsing, email, instant messaging, torrenting, anything you do online, ProXPN keeps it hidden from the people that would like to compromise you. And it also gives you some neat perks. So, for instance, if you're in a place where there's restrictions on content delivery, like maybe another country like China, or maybe at your workplace, you bypass those. because essentially by connecting with ProXPN, you're sending all your data through ProXPN server, which you can choose the location. There are international server locations, and so therefore the website you're visiting will think you are where ProXPN server is. The website you're visiting will, and the server that you might be going through to get out of your at work location would not know what you're trying to request because you're not requesting it through them. You're getting those pages, those web pages delivered through ProXPN, and then they're sending all of that to you over their encrypted connection. So the people that are administering the network that you're using have no idea what it is that you're accessing. So it's a great way to protect yourself from your own internet service provider knowing what you're doing. Plus, it works with Tor, and it works with everything. It also works on Mac, Windows, Linux. There's an app for iOS and Android, and you get world-class support. You can sign up and use it for free, but you won't get unlimited bandwidth that way unless you get a premium account. And their premium account is normally $9.95 a month, which is already a decent price. But if you buy a year in advance, you pay $74.95, and there's a special offer just for you as a Free Talk Live listener. Use code FTL20 and get 20% off for the lifetime of your account. So whether you're using the year-at-once package or you're going monthly, you'll get 20% off. So if you do the year package, that breaks it down to $5 per month for ProXPN service. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, get signed up, and try it for free. ProXPN.com/FTL, as over 2 million users do for free every single day. And then when you're ready to buy, use code FTL20 to get the premium account with unlimited bandwidth. And one account can be used for all of your devices, which is an incredible deal. ProXPN.com/FTL, code is FTL20.
So we are talking the 10 things that CNN says are 10 ways that a government shutdown will affect your daily life. And, of course, they are fear-mongering as they are wont to do. Number 7 on the list, if you drive a car, I'll tax the street. You may be thinking, no functioning government means no need to pay taxes. Sounds good, right?
Hell yeah.
Well, think again, Ian, because the man will continue to collect those taxes. U.S. bonds will still be issued, and other essential banking functions will go on.
Ooh.
Now, what I find to be odd is the way they write in here, other essential banking functions will go on.
Fractional reserve.
They're probably thinking about that, the printing of the money,
mm-hmm.
but the way they write it, it leads people to believe that when they go down to their local bank branch, that that bank only operates because the federal government is functioning.
Yeah, you're right. They do lead you to believe that. And, of course, the banks also tout, and they probably have to by federal law, that they're FDIC insured. So I'm sure people will be worried that all of a sudden, you know, they're at risk if the federal government isn't around. So, I mean, it's certainly true that the banks are inherently tied in at the waist with the federal government.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that. They are almost essentially extensions of the Federal Reserve Bank. They're part of that system. Even though some bankers, I'm sure, don't like that, that's just the way it is.
Right, yeah, that's the system that exists. If you're a bank, then you must be, you know, associated with one of the regional Federal Reserve branches, and as such, you are a member of the Federal Reserve system.
Right, and you can't not be.
You could be a credit union.
Oh, they're not FDIC?
They are NCUA.
Oh, interesting.
And they are owned by the members.
Mm-hmm.
And since they're credit unions, not banks, they are not members of the Federal Reserve banks.
Wow.
Because they're not a bank, they're a credit union.
So does the NCUA insure the accounts?
The NCUA insures the accounts.
And gotcha.
Of course, the NCUA is another government creation. But, you know, they're not as tied. One thing that I really like about credit unions is, as a member of the credit union, essentially I get a return on investment. Any profits that the bank or the credit union makes are then returned back to the members as higher interest on accounts that pay interest and lower interest rates when you loan borrow money.
I've always been interested about credit unions. I, as an adult, didn't really have much of an experience with them. Maybe within the last few years of my life, kind of became more aware of them and have looked into it. And the reason I didn't sign up for a credit union account in town was because it was a hassle. It was a lot harder to get
a
corporate...
They do secure your account a lot better than the... banks will.
This group wanted me to get a New Hampshire like corporation thing. Like I wanted to have an account for Free Talk Live, right?
Yeah.
Like that's my thing.
There are some credit unions that if you don't need the government license, but they want a copy of like the Schedule C from,
some sort of filing, some kind of corporate.
Well, the Schedule
filing.
C. I believe it's the Schedule C that you file with your tax returns, assuming that you file tax returns. That's the business filing for sole proprietor business.
I don't think they'd ask me for that. I think they wanted some sort of proof from the New Hampshire Secretary of State or something.
I know the credit union that you're talking about because I've asked them about accounts before, and they want a bunch of documents that I don't have.
Right. And but I'm not going to get.
There are other credit unions that don't want as much information, but they still want to make sure that, you know, if you're opening a business account, that you actually do have a business.
Yeah. Now I can understand that. I was actually surprised when I was able to walk into TD Bank and basically just tell them whatever name I wanted for a business on my account. I love that.
So number
six. It's not very secure.
Number six on CNN's list of 10 ways that a government shutdown will affect your life. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman. And yes, Ian, you're right. They're all manipulations of song lyrics. You know the whole neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night thing? Well, apparently the U.S. Postal Service works through shutdowns as well. Sorry, you won't catch a break from the junk mail. But hey, you may already be a winner.
That's kind of cute. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. And maybe you're afraid. Are you afraid of the shutdown? Would love to hear from you. Is anybody really afraid about this?
I don't think anybody's really afraid. But if you are, call in 855-453.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself. Or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Still time for your calls. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And it's Ian.
And we are talking about the 10 ways, according to CNN, that a government shutdown will affect your daily life. We're halfway through the list.
All right. We should pick up the pace.
We should. Number five on the list, I want a new drug. Oh, the irony. The Republicans want to defund Obamacare in exchange for funding the government, but the Health Care Act, at the center of this storm, would continue its implementation process during a shutdown. That's because its funds aren't dependent on the congressional budget process.
Okay.
Number four, pass the ammunition. Not so fast. A shutdown would affect the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or what I consider to be my favorite convenience store. All things fun. Translation here, that gun permit you wanted processed won't happen anytime soon.
Why not?
Well, because the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives would actually shut down because the feds claim that they're not an essential service.
Well, hold on. I'm no gun expert, but I'm pretty sure that in New Hampshire, the BATF has zero say over whether or not somebody gets a gun permit here. In New Hampshire, it's issue state.
Right. And it's not actually a gun permit. They worded it wrong here.
Okay. They're trying to make people frightened about the shutdown.
Yes. That there are certain weapons, such as handguns,
mm-hmm.
that if you go to purchase, there needs to be the background check if you're going through a firearms dealer.
That goes through the BATF?
Yes.
Okay. So this is misinformation.
They're saying gun permit,
which
is not actually
what they mean.
I guess in a way it's a permit to purchase.
Okay.
But it's not a permit to carry.
Okay, so what they mean to say is that if you're buying a brand new firearm from a federally licensed firearms dealer, you may have some delays in this case.
You will have a delay until the federal government gets up and running again.
Yeah.
Number three on the list, money. That's all I want. Well, if you own a small business and need a loan from the government, you'll have to wait. If you were planning to buy a house and needed a federal loan, you'll have to wait. If you're a veteran, you might have to make a few trips to the mailbox before that check arrives. If you're on Social Security, however, don't worry. Probably. Social Security payments were sent out during the last shutdown. President Obama is expected to keep workers on the payroll to process those checks. But would there be enough employees to process new benefits for the newly retired?
Wow. This is just so frustrating when this happens, because it's great when the government shuts down, because the reality is that people's lives go on and everything's okay for the most part. We all have very limited daily interactions with the federal government. So for the most part, it won't affect anybody's lives. But there are these little things that they are pointing out here, and some of them are misinformation. Some of them are somewhat accurate, according to what they're reporting.
But they're all fear-mongering. And what I'm seeing,
that's why it's frustrating.
What I'm seeing in the back of my mind is, remember the scene from V for Vendetta where the High Chancellor is on the screen talking to his inner circle?
We must make them remember why they need us.
There's a message that I want on every television, in every newspaper, on every radio. We must make them remember why they need us.
Yep, that's what this article from CNN is all about. And I imagine there are similar fear-mongering pieces that are airing on other networks like Fox or MSNBC.
Yes.
And that's the real downside of this, is that this partial government shutdown, you know, really brings people to the, you know, the question. It can bring them to question the existence of the state and whether or not it's necessary. But on the other hand, when it's presented in such a just a fear-mongering manner, that people will not think rationally about this.
Remember back in the spring, there was the whole sequestration. Oh, we're going to have to cut the increased spending by 2%, which means that no more school field trips to the White House. Seriously? That's the thing you're cutting from the increase? You're cutting 2% from the increase. So the first thing that goes is field trips to the White House.
Well, they always make it sound like the, you know, the kids and the old people are going to be the ones that suffer the most during these situations.
They make sure that the kids and the old people are the ones that suffer the most.
Right.
And it's called Mount Washington Syndrome, where you take away the things that you know will harm someone the most to make them want to comply with all of the other stuff. They're going to continue funding the military invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan. They might go ahead and move forward with some sort of invasion of Syria. But yet, you can't go get a federal, you can't go get a loan to buy a house.
Right.
Because pretty much all home loans are backed through some way through the federal government. So nobody can buy a house. Sorry. But we can keep dropping bombs on people around the world.
Yep.
Number two on the list, anything dirty or dingy or dusty. I don't know.
I don't know it.
Probably. I'm guessing the other nine are. Oscar the Grouch is a company of one. No one loves trash. But if you live in Washington, expect it to pile up if there's a shutdown.
You mean in D.C.? In Washington, D.C.
There would not be anyone to collect your garbage. Washington's budget has to be approved by Congress. No budget for the city equals no trash collection. And according to the Washington Post, D.C. produces about 500 tons of garbage each
every day.
Week.
Oh, each week. Okay. Still,
I wonder how much of that garbage comes
from the government
offices.
Yeah.
Because we know that the EPA is not good about turning lights off. They have one of the highest power bills of any government agency.
Well, plus, a lot of government agencies are still filing papers away, you know, as opposed
of course.
To digital things. But that's a real problem. I mean, what they're pointing out there is, I remember, gosh, I forget what the issue was in New York City. where there was some sort of, I don't know if it was weather
or
what
it was. Oh, the trash barge.
Yeah, there have been a couple different things. There was something where garbage was literally piling up in the city streets. I don't know if they were on a strike or what it
probably
was.
Probably.
But I remember we were talking about that, and boy, what a horrible situation to be in. Because New York, I mean, if you've been to the New York City before, it smells like garbage already in a lot
yes.
of cases because there's just so much garbage around, and it has to be picked up relatively regularly. I mean, it's not uncommon to walk down the streets, even in Manhattan, and just smell the wafting scent of garbage.
Yeah.
To have that piling up in D.C. is going to be really frustrating for people.
And number one on the list, according to CNN, of 10 ways that the government shutdown will affect your daily life, the most annoying song lyric of all time.
Hold on. One more thing. Just to point out, in Keene, New Hampshire, private companies pick up the garbage around here. You can contract with different companies to pick up your garbage. So, you know, this really points out how foolish it is to rely on the state to provide you with critical services.
Absolutely. Number one on CNN's list, I'm proud to be an American. Perhaps the biggest hit would be to the collective psyche. America is the largest economy in the world and a beacon for how democracy ought to work.
Is it now?
To watch elected lawmakers engage in a high-stakes staring contest with no one willing to blink is no way to do business. A recent CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll found that 51% will blame the Republicans if the government closes its doors. Mm. Now, before I continue here, you know, it's really one of these things. Okay, Ian, who do you blame? The red team or the blue team?
Of course CNN wants you to put yourself into that category.
Right, but even if it wound up being the other way, they still would have said 49% would have blamed the Republicans.
No, what I'm saying is CNN wants to place you in one category or the other.
Yes.
They want people to, you know, pick your side and place your blame. One of these guys is at fault.
51% of people, according to CNN, will blame the Republicans. The U.S. has operated without a budget since 2009, and this is just one more stomach-turning sequel after another. This has been Free Talk Live. Tune in again tomorrow night, every night, 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.